Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The following is a presentation of the Force Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is Force Center, a show about Star Wars, pop culture, and the ultimate adventure, life itself, which includes settling debates in a nice, friendly fashion. This is Subjective Wars. I'm Ken Napsok.
I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
And I'm Jennifer Landa.
And we've got an interesting one here today because I don't even know how this is going to go. I know how to, get us started, and we're going to all three take the show through the show. But this is a heartstring puller. This is a tough one. This is tech versus crosshair. And Joseph, this is your idea. I want to know how, why, and how dare you, sir?
Yes. So, for one thing, just on a practical level, this week we're going to be late on our Bad Batch report, and I wanted to do something about Bad Batch. I can't go a week without talking about Bad Batch. So I thought, hey, we'll how about a Bad Batch topic? And I thought of safe, friendly topics, and then I thought of one like, let's be artists about this. What hurts? What scares us? What makes us say we shouldn't open that closet door? And it came to this. I think for me, it's just like tech was always, I was drawn to him. Ken, you were drawn to Wrecker. So we had a lot of fun with that. And Crosshair very quickly became a sympathetic antagonist in the story.
Yeah.
And the fact that this season, not only are we getting to spend time with him, see him grow and change on a real functional level, he has stepped up and filled character-wise this void that was there because of tech. So that's why it came to my mind to actually compare them of like, they're kind of going to be the tech seasons of Bad Batch and this Crosshair season of Bad Batch, potentially.
I love this. And you're describing this as art, you know, a fun sketch comedy show is art, but also a theater where the actors break down on stage is art. It's a pretty different, you know, powerful word for a lot of different things. And Jen, before we choose sides, which this show is about debating and discussing our favorite things and just kind of coming to a subjective sort of perspective agreement. What am I trying to, you know what I'm trying to say? I'm already flummoxed. I'm already flummoxed here today. Jen, how are you just feeling about the art of this, of what we're about to do?
I'm already torn. I see myself in both of these characters, which I think is the point, right? We can find our little bits and pieces in all these characters. So I don't know. I can be swayed either way, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. And we want to acknowledge, too, Jen, you're having some internet problems today. In an episode about tech, the guy, it makes sense that we'd have some tech issues, as if the ghost of tech is trying to tell us who to think about.
Yes. I don't know what's going on, what you see of me, if I'm pixelated or not. But here we go.
Just like, you know, it's like changing from contacts to glasses and then sometimes needing to take out a contact so I can read something close up these days. You know, it might just be my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, did I forget the contacts today? And I also want to acknowledge, because someone in the comments will say this, don't you use StreamYard? They have local recordings. Yes, but I'm also on a plane flight pretty much right now to Boston, so I don't have time to edit the local recordings today. All right, caveats out of the way, because we've all lived in the internet age and we're used to comments telling us what's wrong with us, not just
one more caveat to the left. Ken, I want to acknowledge that my hair has a little curl today. I didn't do the gel today, and my hair has a little curl. I'm open to change. I'm trying to be open to change. That's it. Okay.
I think it's a timeless curl. It's not just super bad. It's like a teddy boy from the 50s. You're a street tough.
Frank Sinatra, earlier.
I would like to be a street tough. Frank Sinatra. Oh, yeah. Frankie. Yeah. Bobby Soxer days. All right. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for that. One more caveat.
Caveat center. I was having a discussion with someone else, another channel I work, and they said, well, why did you say that in your script? I said, because I'm used to getting ahead of comments and trying to acknowledge things that people might say. Anyways, that's another subjective horse for another time. Today is tech versus Crosshair, which means we have to put our cards on the table. I have a feeling that the guy who wrote a wonderful, heartfelt tribute to tech here on Force Center, Joseph Scrimshaw, is going to choose tech. But Joseph, I just have to confirm. Firm for official sake here.
I am beginning on team tech. I don't want to abandon tech. But I think part of the reason I was fascinated with this subject is sometimes we declare a favorite and it's true and it's honest. And then I think we can kind of get into this sort of weird space of, I don't know, the dark side of personal branding of like, well, I told the whole internet that I have a favorite. I can't have a new favorite, too. Or like, I like tech 100%. So could I only like Crosshair up to 99%? Like, it's really dumb, the traps we make for ourselves. So I think that's part of it for me is like tech is probably always going to be my favorite. If I only had money for a tech action figure and a Crosshair action figure, I'd pick up tech first. But I'm just loving Crosshair this season. I always appreciated him and I loved his episodes, particularly in the second season. Some of the most just best, brutal, great, haunting storytelling. But I'm, as Jennifer said, I feel like this season, like so many people, I'm starting to see myself in Crosshair of the person who is willing to change, is willing to grow, does want to make connection, but feels comfortable staying in a little bit in a place of grumpiness. Those moments where he is in these later episodes where he is connecting with Omega and he is taking huge vulnerable risks. But a part of it is also like, I'm going to be a big effing grump about it. And what makes me comfortable is you, Omega, are allowing me to be a grump. I really, really relate to that in Crosshair. Cause I, as much as I try to be positive on Force Center, there's a lot of me that is a grump. And that's a big part of my relationship often with my wife of just like, will you give me the room to just be a petulant little grump about this? And then I'll do what I need to. And she's like, yes, I will. And then that makes me feel comfortable. That part of Crosshair is so powerful to me.
Yeah, I mean, as a grump, I feel it. As someone who has staked his many internet personalities on things like, thank you for all your tweets about 7-Eleven and Del Taco. I get it. I have other food, though, at points in my life. Team Y-Wing. I also like A-Wings, B-Wings, U-Wings, and X-Wings. Like all the wings in Star Wars, but I understand it. So, all right. Well said, explaining your relationship with both, but why you side with tech here, at least at the beginning of the conversation. Jen, I got to tell you, it's a toss-up for me on where you might go with this.
I argued for tech on StarWars.com. That was the bachelor that I chose. So I feel this trapping of my own brand. Because now I'm like, I don't know. Looking back, is tech annoying to me? Why is tech annoying to me? I empathize more with Crosshair. Because we've gotten more of the full picture of Crosshair, which is where I am able to see myself in this character. Whereas before, you felt more, I don't want to say one-dimensional, but a little bit more one note, right? Now we understand, and I sympathize and empathize with everything he's going through. Some of the best storylines have been happening with him, so maybe that's also my bias.
No, that's fascinating. I can't wait to get into the accusations of being annoying in these characters. It's going to be fascinating. For my money, I definitely really love Tech, especially the second season. Man, that racing episode is one of my favorites, and just his passing, his death, and I'll still put a question mark on it out of, you know, respect for one sliver of hope we all might have, was one of the greatest, most painful, heart-wrenching moments in Star Wars for a reason, because I loved him along with so many other people. But I do start with Crosshair. I think this is a battle between Tech and kind of coming to terms with who you are and what other people might think of you and whatever that might be, and how you act and how you are, and rising not above it, but just kind of becoming secure. That was part of the journey, the fee stuff, and just kind of him becoming a little bit more self-aware that of who he is has great value to this team and great value to society. And on the other side is change and growth and maybe fighting it. And I've always kind of identified with Crosshair. Wrecker, definitely my guy for a lot of reasons, snacks and just his grunting sounds. But with Crosshair, like from the beginning, there's something I was pulled in by about, hey, we have a job. We have maybe even an identity. And I do that and I follow orders and I do it well. I'm good. What's wrong with all of you? And there's these lessons that come out of that. And there's a perspective change that has to happen with those characters. And there's some big real world implications of saying that. But even just from a rule following, try to be the nice little Kenny in the back of the classroom that doesn't cause waves, where I'm sometimes like, I'm not jaywalking. I'm not holding up traffic for my needs. I'm following the rules. What's wrong with all of you? That was kind of a starting point for me, just to see how that could be problematic or how that can kind of keep you stubbornly on one side. So I go with Crosshair to start it off.
That's very interesting, because I was realizing that I feel like I've talked about my love of Tech so much that I kind of blew by what I love about Tech to talk about Crosshair.
Yeah,
and now I'm really thinking about I love Tech because he is so clear on who he is, that that there is just a truth that he is a pragmatic person who makes lists, solves problems, gets the job done. There's great comedy that comes out of it. One of my favorite Tech moments is when Omega's really asking him about, like, well, what were the Clone Wars? And she really wants to, like, know the experience. And he gives her, like, the Wikipedia answer of the Clone Wars, where a conflict that happened from this day, like, and that's great comedy, but it's coming from truth. It's not mean comedy, because it's coming from that's who he really is and how he processes the world. But hearing you talking about Crosshair and change, here's the thing that maybe is making me even more powerful in my fight for Tech. I think Tech does change, but I think he does it in the way of his character of, well, I have emotions about it, but I don't really lead with my emotions, but life has changed, and so I'll make a list of things I need to do to adapt to change, and then I will do them. And for a little bit for me, I think it's kind of like what you were saying about Crosshair, but from a different perspective, where Tech did what Crosshair is doing. He went through massive change. He just did it faster and better. So why should he?
Yeah.
Why should he be punished for doing something well? You know, like it's like you're that. Saying about crossing the street. I feel like sometimes I've been the person who's like, well, I did the homework and I got it done and it was really hard for me, but I did it, but I didn't make as much noise about it. Yeah. And the person who got their homework done, but made a big deal about it and whined about it and asked for everybody's help is like, amazing, amazing. Like, but what about the people who just quietly did a good job?
Yeah.
I feel like tech is kind of, in terms of personal change and growth, he's the bachelor who just quietly did a good job. It doesn't mean it was any more difficult for him than it was for Crosshair.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great pitch for tech and the change that tech went through. And without a doubt, he did go through changes. But Jen, let's start lobbing, space grenades at that. You use the word annoying.
Here's the thing. Okay. My view of all this is about probably as clear as my picture is right now. It's very fuzzy because as you guys might remember, I kind of binged the first few seasons. And so I don't remember a lot of specifics. What I remember is the feeling that I got. And the feeling that I got from tech was like the person that is a know-it-all, which can be very helpful, especially in moments of crises where you do need, tell me what can I do to solve this problem? Sometimes you just don't want to hear it. Sometimes you just want the Crosshair who is just like, we need this done. I'm going to do it and just get it done and not talk about it. I'm not going to explain what I'm doing, right? They might be kind of grumpy about it and grunt, right? That's fine. But I don't need you to walk me through every single point and then point out to me what I am doing wrong. I will say this, though. Okay. This is why I see myself in tech. I went to Disneyland, Galaxy's Edge with my family, and guess who I was? I was tech, explaining every little thing that we saw. And I was like, I'm really insufferable. But so that's why I can see myself in tech, as annoying as he can be. I understand that. He just can't help himself sometimes.
Wow. Joseph, a rebuttal to that.
I don't think there is a rebuttal. I think it's very true. I think if tech and Crosshair were tasked with making episodes of Jedi Beat, I think tech would would make detailed and precise choices the way you do, Jennifer, where Crosshair, even though he's a sniper, would be like, why is this still better than that one? Who cares?
Yeah. Crosshair would just get it done. He would get it done fast.
He would get it done fast, but would he get it done better? I don't know. Mm. I don't know why this is turning into what are their video production skills.
Does Crosshair know Final Cut Pro 10 is the question.
I think Crosshair knows what he knows, which is being a sniper and everything that encompasses really well. Mm-hmm. And I think what was great about Tech's growth in the second season, that racing episode, his epiphany is really, oh, my skill set isn't limited. Mm. I have a skill set. It doesn't mean I need to be. And I learned it from being a soldier in the Clone Wars. But it doesn't need, I can apply it to racing. Because what's so great about that episode is everybody being like, why do you think you can do this? You're going to die. And he's like, no, I know I have the skill set. There's a confidence and a growth there that I really like.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, like, growing into some self-assurance, right? And that's definitely a growth for me, as well as the other growths that he went through as he listed them out. I love this here. But I do want to just maybe get to some basic kind of comparisons, or not even comparisons, but things we like about the characters, down to even, this is subjective wars. We take it to where we want to go. As you've said before, Joseph, the metrics kind of emerge as the show goes on. Mm-hmm. But what about gear? What about weapons? What about the clone armor of it all? Where do you go, Jen, with tech versus Crosshair, even on the surface level?
Do I want Inspector Gadget, or do I want, wow, like, you know, I don't know what movie character that would be, a sniper. Who would I trust more with my life? Barry Pepper, right. Who would I trust more with my life? I don't know. But I will say this about Tech. I feel like he reads people better. He has a better understanding about how people are feeling. I feel like Crosshair is just kind of now starting to figure that out, right? He's starting to get more in touch with his emotions and how his behavior is affecting other people and actually caring about that. So in that sense, I would trust Tech more with my life for the gadgets and also his care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Just first of all, Crosshair had to kind of learn that, too. There was probably a couple points in time where Crosshair would leave you to die. He learned that's not a good thing. Tech was already there.
Tech was already there.
Yeah. I love Crosshair as a character, partially because we're watching him overcome his flaws, and I relate to many of those flaws. But now I'm thinking, like, if I didn't have a close personal relationship with Crosshair, he'd let me go.
Right?
I mean, he'll do anything for Omega and his brothers now. And if his brothers say, you got to protect Pabu, he'll probably do everything he can to protect Pabu. But like, a part of his big change in that Outpost episode was he connected with that other clone and then did everything. I feel like if Tech was told the assignment is save this Scrimshaw guy, Tech would do anything because he put it on his list of to-dos, save that Scrimshaw guy. And now he's going to do absolutely anything he needs to. And Crosshair would be like, I don't know. I've never met him. Do I like him?
Right.
Yeah.
So I would be out. I would be afraid that, like, I really need to bond with Crosshair before he'd save me. But that it's a great saving question. What's your answer, Ken? Who would you want to be sent on a mission to rescue you?
I think it would be Tech. I think Crosshair brings a certain set of skills, a particular set of skills, like he's Liam Neeson, but I think he's got skills that I think I have a little more faith in, just in terms of the sharpshooter. I'm thinking of the episode where he shot the mirrors up the stairs, and that was just done right cool, but also like that would probably help me. And he's ruthless enough that I would trust that if there was a take the shot moment that would save me, he'd do it. But I also really, it's hard to separate the emotions of the character, or I definitely feel Tech would be there just as well, just with his own set of skills, but also that he would have a list of what to do, like you keep saying, Joseph, but know how to do it, know who to bring in to do it. Where Crosshair might be like, I got it. And that you could fail, right? Like, as much as I love Crosshair, I think I'd rather have Tech coming after me. And also, as we saw, the tragedy of Tech was, you are in front of me. Like, I will sacrifice myself for the good of you. I don't know if Crosshair does that. Despite training, despite the rules saying, hey, you know, code 99, all that stuff, he might follow them just on the rules. But there might be a little bit of like, well, them's the breaks. I'm alive, you're not. Whereas Tech is like, no, I got to do this to save you.
Yeah. Yep. You asked a great aesthetic question there, too. And then we talked about saving. Right. The aesthetic question is fascinating to me because Crosshair is coded as much as, you know, the Bad Batch have evolved, but they did sort of start as this very 80s, 90s, you know, a team and action figure, each with their own shtick. Mm-hmm. And Crosshair is coded as the cool one. Like if the Bad Batch was like, you know, a John Hughes movie, he is the cool one with the like, oh yeah, I got a tattoo of a crosshair over my eye, and I chew on a toothpick, and I'm lean, and I got a deep voice. And then Tex over here with like, I have a data pad, and my goggles are practical; they are not aesthetic.
Anthony, like, Michael
he's
Hall.
totally the nerd, right? He is absolutely the like. I think I made this joke in my video about Tech of like if pens existed in Star Wars, he would have a pocket protector, you know?
Yes.
So I think even though Crosshair does look cooler, I kind of got to go for the comedy vote of aesthetically. It's my nerd buddy, Tech.
Yeah, he is the Livingston Dell of this Star Wars Ocean's 11. And I love Livingston, so.
Yeah. But what does that mean? Where do you go aesthetically, Jennifer?
I like the crafty aspect of Tech in that he's ready for anything, right? He's just more versatile, and he literally wears that on his sleeve. His craftiness, his MacGyverness is what I will say. And I like that. I respect that. And he just owns it. I feel like Crosshair is a little bit too cool, too Clint Eastwood for my taste aesthetically.
I mean, I'm a sucker for the toothpick. I've definitely liked that. And the fact that we have toothpicks of any kind in Star Wars is, I was fascinated by that. Not that I was surprised or that it wouldn't work out, but you're right, Joseph, of all the characters. Well, Hunter, the Rambo vibes and the tracker, everything about him is action figure for the 80s. Crosshair's right there on that for me as well. But I think if I'm in this unit, I would more likely dress like Tech. There's something I like about the goggles. I have contacts and glasses, but even beyond that, there's something, you know, I like biker scouts. I like the masks. Yeah. There's something about that I like, but I would aspire to be Crosshair, but I know I could never do that. You know, it's like when you put on like a fedora or something, you're like, I got this. And you see a picture, you're like, I do not got this.
Yeah. Ugh. I so loved like movies from the 40s and Raymond Chandler and that. My brother and I both got fedoras when I was about 12 and he was 15, long before they had become sort of coded as MRA men's rights stuff. And like, I had like ocean sports shorts and like it was July and I was walking around with a fedora and like everybody's looking at me. My fedora must look pretty cool. Like that's not why people are looking at you. So I feel your pain. I tried to dress like Crosshair when I was 13 or didn't work out. So I think the fact that Tech looks cool, he's got a cool helmet, and then you realize like big old stereotypical circular nerd glasses are in the center of this helmet, and yet he still looks cool. Like, way to go, Tech.
Yeah, Tech is a champion for the classic 80s nerds, which I was part of in my own way. I didn't have that look on, but like, you know, we were all sci-fi kids. We were all Star Wars kids. We might have got bullied or teased at best, you know, bullied at worst. So I think Tech's a little bit of a champion for that, I think, personally.
Yeah.
Connected there. We might be coming towards the end of the decision, but I don't think we're anywhere close. Jen, you came in, where, temperature check, where are you at now? Who's leading in the clubhouse for you?
I take back what I said. I'm Team Tech. I'm Team Tech.
You ditched out on Crosshair like Crosshair would have ditched out on himself in season one or two.
I did. Oh, laying that Jen to rest. Wow. Because the thing about Crosshair is that I cannot see myself. It is an epitome of cool. And you either got that level of cool or you don't. You can't put it on. And there are some people who are naturally just really cool. That's not me. I'm more, I feel like Tech would wear New Balances. I live in my New Balances. He is practical. He's excited about learning things and sharing what he knows, just like I apparently do. So I'm Team Tech.
I mean, that's pretty cool, too. I know Tech's excited about, you know, look, I bought cheese sticks that are now cheaper than this cheese stick package over here. That's exciting. Yes. Celebrate that.
He would find the joy and celebrate the little things. Exactly.
And yeah, one of us just went to Trader Joe's and got cheese sticks. I don't know who. Joseph, where do you go?
Yeah, I love Crosshair as a character, and it is fascinating as metrics develop. I think Crosshair is a fabulous character. It breaks my heart that we can't see yet Tech interact with this Crosshair, who is beginning to change and grow. Another, you know, glorious Tech moment for me that a lot of people have celebrated is in that episode of The Crossing where they're stranded, and Omega is upset because she's not perceiving that the rest of the group is upset about Echo leaving, and Hunter and Wrecker obviously are. They're just kind of burying their emotions, and Tech expresses to her, like, I am upset. I'm just processing it differently. And, you know, I don't like change, but I recognize it's a fact. It's such a great Tech moment that I wish that Tech, who is really thinking about the nature of change, could spend quality time with this Crosshair who's going through change. And how would these two awesome characters and brothers bond over how difficult change is and the different ways it's come to them? So I think as characters, if the metrics of my decision was which character is cooler, I'd like a stalemate. They're both cool. They're both great characters.
Right.
And I think when it comes down to it, the metric that is rising as we talk is who do I personally relate to?
Yeah.
And everything we're talking about of like, I could stand around with a toothpick. I could maybe I could pull it off if I was acting for a show. I could not pull off that Crosshair level of cool in interactions with friends, and they'd just be like, what are you doing?
What's with that fedora?
Why are you wearing a fedora? Why do you a weird tattoo on your face? What's that about? If I showed up wearing goggles, people would be like, cool. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. If I showed up with Crosshair's tattoo, they'd be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
I relate to Tech, too much. Yeah. The primary example I made in that Tech video is I want to send people detailed emails with everything I need to ask them in one email broken into seven questions. And almost always I get an answer back to the first question and nothing else. And I have had to accept the change that that's not the way people want to email. Tech would answer every one of my email questions. And
Absolutely would. Jen, you kind of already declared your intentions, but I'm sensing we could push either direction. So I will go with this. I start at Crosshair. I'll stay with Crosshair because of how I connect to him. And there's a lot of things about Tech I connect to, but I think there is a a path that Crosshair is on that I think will stand the test of time is perhaps the best in the show. That's just my personal opinion because I'm connected to it because of where he began, because of I have an understanding where he started. It's easy to look at the Star Wars story and go, no, you're fighting for the Empire. You're fighting for a Sith Lord. You're fighting for that. But he doesn't know that. He's just going through the change and he's all of them are. But he's going through in a way that I just think will be analyzed. And you can look at the path to redemption broken down bit by bit, broken down in a stark reality kind of this is how progress happens inside people. It's not a eureka moment all the time. It's sometimes these personal connections or these understandings of what's actually happening to you or what you actually a part of. And it could be slow and it could be frustrating. And Crosshair does have a lot of patience, but that's, you know, not how I want the patience applied. But I think I just continue to take so much from him and his episodes. The ones from last season in particular, just I think will be remembered in a show that is being celebrated and will be celebrated. Tech's moment might be the most painful moment. It's mm-hmm. up there with some of the best, bittersweet deaths, in all pop culture, right? Whether Game of Thrones or another show where just someone's death hurt so much it almost felt good because you almost want to just feel, am I alive with this mm-hmm. pain? But I'll stand by Tech or stand by Crosshair. I love Tech, but stand by Crosshair as just having value. They all have value, but you know what I mean? It's a personal connection. So, Jen, I don't know if I made any claims. I don't know. It's just where you're at. But you've got to decide. Tech versus Crosshair. Where do you go?
Okay,
who do you want your kids looking up to?
That makes it easier. But what I will say is that the crosshair episodes for me lately have been the most memorable. The ones that made such an impact where I was like, this show is not just for kids. This is some of the best Star Wars storytelling. That's where I really get conflicted. Hmm. However, I will say that almost every episode, Tech is mentioned. He has left a void. He was such a valuable member of the team. He was a planner. He was a type A, right? You need one of those people, one of those clones in the group. It's crucial. And even with him being gone, his plans have come and saved the day. So for that alone, because of his value to the group, I'm going to say Tech.
You headed right towards something I almost brought up, and I didn't want to say, hey, who's the most valuable player of the team? When Crosshair was gone,
yeah,
they kind of kept going in their own way. They missed him. Right. Omega was hurt, but they found a new way forward. With Tech gone, you're right. Not only do they miss him, as they should, but there is a void. You feel it. I don't know if that's the metric to end on, Joseph, but it's kind of... it's palpable when you watch it.
It's palpable. And maybe the beat to end on is, even though we have forced ourselves into this cruel decision between these two, I think they would choose each other. It is Tech who said, Crosshair sent out a message warning us that Omega is in trouble. Mm-hmm. We can't let him rot. We got to fight for him. And I think Crosshair, where he's at now, if he found out there was hope for Tech, he would not flinch or wait. He would go.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. So in a way, we're going push, but really Tech wins by voting here today.
Technically, Tech wins. But in spirit, everyone wins. Yeah.
I received two votes versus one. So therefore, I am the winner today. But I like that. But you know what? I think we should leave it open-ended because you know where to find us. We'll run through the list. But I think y'all need to post on social media your answer. I think you need to go to our Discord and post the answer. Or here, if you're watching on YouTube, comment down below. This is not a debate show where there is a true winner or a loser. Mm-hmm. It's just subjectively, here we think who might be the better of the two options here today. And I don't know. I'm still Crosshair out of respect for the journey of Crosshair. But yeah, Tech is the MVP. Tech is the heart and soul. You can kind of feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait for more Crosshair stories to unfold.
Well, there you go. This is what we do on Subjective Wars. We come to answers. Definitive, definite answers. We answer everything here. We've decided it. You can join the conversations, like I said, on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Threads, Instagram, Force Center Pod. We're on Facebook at Force Center Podcast. Don't forget, we're here on YouTube. Subscribe if you would like. We're also on Patreon and patreon.com/Force Center. From there, you get into our Discord where you can have a nice, wonderful, warm debate about tech versus crosshair in our Subjective Wars thread. We are available as a podcast in a lot of spots. Just search or find us, and merch available at tpublic.com/Force Center. Go to my website, catnapsock.com, for information of all the things I do, including comedy shows. I am boarding a plane for Boston. By the time you're watching this, I will probably be in the air heading to Boston with Mark Ellis to do comedy shows on Wednesday night at Laugh Boston and Saturday night at the Rockwell. Ticket information on my website. Jen, where can they find and follow you?
You can find me on Instagram, YouTube at Jennifer Landa, and TikTok at Jennifer Landa 1138.
Joseph, I'm going to put a link to the tech video here. It's one of our finest pieces of, well, I won't say that one word, but our one of our finest videos.
Tech would be upset at that.
The C word, content.
But where can they find the rest of your work?
You can find the content of my soul on social media. At Joseph Scrimshaw is my handle everywhere. What are all the Blue Sky, Mastodon, Instagram, Fluberbert, whatever. Find me on the internet. And you can check out the different places our short horror film, The Nightmare Adorable, will be playing. I just updated it on my website at josephscrimshaw.com. That's it for me.
That is it. We'll see you next time here on Force Center.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.